Today in this video, I'm going to tell you I can go to the Canton Fair, but you cannot. So a couple of weeks ago, I released a video mentioning the Canton Fair is cancelled. And while I mentioned in the video that just the fair complex is closing for that time being, everyone kind of understood that the whole Canton Fair is cancelled. And it seemed like it. It seemed like a few weeks ago, it seemed like that China is not going to get in control of the virus. So they took these very harsh and strict measures in the whole country. They closed all kinds of things and any event basically where you have multiple people. So Canton Fair is one of those events. Now, however, China is getting back on track. So all the factories are opening again. And China, compared to all of your stupid governments that didn't take any actions before, that didn't see that 50,000 people in China were affected and started thinking about, hey, I should maybe take some measures. So all of those governments that didn't prepare, that didn't take any measurements, that are still allowing groups of people to interact with each other, which is crazy. So strict with it. Every day still, my temperature is checked a few times a day. If I go to a coffee shop, not only can I not sit in the coffee shop, but have to take it away, my temperature is taken. Every single day, everyone who comes back to the city, everyone who sits in a train, we have a profile. If I sit in a taxi, I have to scan a barcode with my WeChat account. I have to scan that code. And based on that code, the government can track everyone's movement in public transportation. That's for buses, that's for metro, that's for taxis, any of these kind of situations. So if one of the people is diagnosed with it, they can trace back where has this person been, in which taxi did he sit, in what metro, who else was sitting in the same bus at the same time, and can contact everyone and get everyone to stay in quarantine. Quarantine is the next thing and the next point. Here in Guangdong province, which is the province around, you know, Hong Kong, Guangzhou, the city where the Canton Fair is held, I'm in Shenzhen. The province has never been as strict as the provinces Hubei or around Wuhan. We've never been that strict here. And we were able to move out. We were able to leave the house. We're still able to do so. But we have very, very strict rules here. And because of that, the virus kind of eliminated. We only have had, I think, 8 cases yesterday in whole China. So if you look at the curves, how the infection rate has gone up and then slowed down steadily, now there are almost no more new infections. And it's very strictly regulated. So whoever comes to China has to stay in 2-week house quarantine or hotel quarantine, however you want to call it. Also, most of the flights in and out of China are canceled. The airlines aren't flying, right? What does that mean for you? Canton Fair is open, which is awesome. You can find product at the fair. You can find new suppliers. You can find product ideas. It's the greatest place to be for me. It's better than Disneyland, probably. Well, maybe not better than Disneyland, but coming very close to that. It's the greatest place to be for me in a year. What that means for you is, because you're not in China already, you have to go through a 2-week quarantine. So unless you're planning to come 2 weeks in advance, stay in China, stay in your hotel room, stay there for 2 weeks, and then go visit the fair. Unless you're planning to do that, well, the bad news is, even the fair is there, you can't come. So the fair is taking place, suppliers are coming to the fair, products are being showcased. China's back to business, but you can't come. Now, good news for you is that I can. Because I am in China. The last time I left China was in December. So because I'm here on the ground in Shenzhen, I can just, you know, get in a car and drive 2 hours up to Guangzhou, and then I'm at the fair. That's exactly what I'm going to do. So I'm going to be at the fair every day for you. That's going to be starting from April 15 to May 5th. And so the Canton Fair is always split up into different phases, basically. So each phase has a different product category that's displayed. The first phase usually is like consumer electronics and stuff like that. The second phase is all kinds of other stuff. The third phase is bags and hand carry things. And basically the second phase has everything in between. That is toys, that is beauty products, that is baby products, that is any kind of consumer related products will be found at the fair. So I'm going to be at the fair every day from basically April 15th to May 5th. And I'm here to help you to find your product at the fair, to find new suppliers, to find new product ideas. Doesn't mean you can't benefit from the fair, right? So below this video, or if you're listening to the podcast, there's an email address. Just shoot me an email. The address is NILS, that's Niels, that's my name, at easypeasysourcing.com. You can also just find that in the comment section below, or if you're listening to this on the podcast, you can in the iTunes description or Stitcher or wherever you're listening to it. Just shoot me an email. Let me know what you will need. I get on a phone with you. I call you and kind of see what we can do for you. We can find new products for you. We can find new product ideas. We can find new suppliers. We can find, you know, backup suppliers. We can find new product categories for you to explore. Because I believe with all of the disruption that's happening right now in the marketplace due to the virus, due to the economy collapsing, there are so many opportunities. There are so many opportunities for you to go into. And look, if you don't have to spend the money on the flight and the hotel to come to Guangzhou, well, great. Now you got some budget to hire me to go to the fair and be your virtual fair guide, if you will, right? That's basically it. That's why I can go to the Canton Fair, and that's why you can't go. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't go. I believe the fair is the greatest place every year. It's the greatest opportunity to find new trends, to find new product ideas, to find really cool ideas that fit your brand and to just extend your inventory. Like I say, China is back to business. Here in China, the infection is really under control. I'm here for you. So let me know what you want to know about the fear, about the virus, about situations in China in the comment section. I'm very, very interested to see what you're going to say about it. And yeah, let's just take it in the comment section now. Let's discuss a little bit of your questions in that. I will answer all your comments, and then I'll catch you tomorrow.